All right. Welcome to the latest edition of Time on the Mic. We have a special edition this week. It's prom. I'm GT. I am the 63-year-old baby boomer, and I'm here with Daniel,
the 16-year-old Gen Zer.
And we have a very special guest, the lovely Miss Emma. Emma, say hello.
Hello.
Emma and Daniel went to the prom last night, so we're going to talk about the prom. But first, we're going to listen to the Reverend Al Green.
Do you think this is copyright?
Who cares about laws? We're outlaws. Loving you forever. Right?
I guess. Is what I
need. Yeah, baby.
Never heard this.
No?
No.
Have you?
Never.
Oh, my God. Al Green?
I heard that name.
I haven't even heard the name.
This is a man.
What type of man?
Well, he's dead, man. So he's a dead man. Let's this is good stuff, man. This is old R&B.
Yeah?
This is prom music. At least that's what the internet says.
No.
Well, maybe not your generation. All right, so Emma is here. She is our special guest. Emma, you are 16?
Yes.
And you are a sophomore?
Yep.
Okay. And she just got her driver's license, what, like 2 days ago?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Wow. Tell us about that experience.
Oh, my God. I was freaking out last night having to drive him home. He was judging me the whole way there.
Oh, imagine that.
Shouldn't be judgy.
So, Emma, I talked to you about getting your license, and I was very surprised to find out you did not have to take a driving test.
No, you do not have
to. You just walked in and said, give me a license, and they took your picture and said, here you go?
Well, the teacher had to give us this paper, and I don't know, like the driver's ed teacher gave us this paper saying like we didn't have to take the driving test, but he didn't have that paper, so he had to take it.
So they just turn you loose?
Yeah, basically.
Put all of us at risk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was judging.
That's crazy.
He judged me so hard. Like.
Well, to be frank, but I mean.
Well, you know, it's kind of like a drill sergeant in the military. You know, they do that to try to break you.
Yeah, well, he broke me. He almost made me cry.
You made you cry?
He almost did.
What were you doing?
I didn't even do nothing.
He was being so judgy.
What'd you do?
I didn't do nothing.
He said that turn was horrible.
It was.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
you're such
actually
a bad driver.
She went like 1 mile per hour past the turn. Literally dark road with nobody there.
Okay, you just said it. So let's set the scene here. So she just got her license.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Which, hear me out, should have had a driving test on this turn here because she would have failed.
Okay, I'm not good at driving at the dark. It scares
right.
me.
Right. I don't like
driving. Sounds like she shouldn't be on the road.
I've been driving for like 50 some years and I don't like driving at night, especially out here where you don't know what the hell's going to jump out at you.
Exactly.
Well,
and I saw that. Remember I told you I saw that Skinwalker?
Right? Am I right?
No.
What do you mean no?
It's at night. Go slow, not fast.
She's right.
Yeah, someone goes like really speedy over here.
You wait till you hit an animal and you'll figure it out because I've done it.
What if it's not an animal? It's posing as an animal.
Well, like a furry? Like
no, a skinwalker.
He said a furry.
Well, I told you I thought I saw a skinwalker going down my road the other night.
Yeah.
I'm sitting outside and I see this. I don't know what I don't know what it was.
Exactly.
It was either a dog or a coyote, but a mangy little damn thing.
They love to prounce around here.
I don't know. Then he jumped up on his hind legs and turned into a bird. And no, I'm kidding. No, I did see it, though. I don't know what it was. I was too freaked out to go try to figure it out. All right, so tell us about the prom. Walk us through the whole from start to finish.
How about you start with the prepping, huh?
Oh, my God.
The prepping?
That took forever.
Because I'm not a part of this. I could care less.
Okay, let's hear about the prepping.
I woke up at 9 o'clock. I went, like, obviously ate breakfast, did all of that. And then I had to go to this piercing place. I got my nose pierced day of prom. Not fun. It hurt really bad.
Got your nose pierced?
Yeah.
Just for prom?
Yeah.
Do you regret it?
No, I actually like it.
No, yeah. She wanted it.
It looks good.
Yeah, I did want it.
I didn't even notice.
I don't know if I can have it for softball, though. So.
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
You can. I had my earring in. I got it during hockey season. And I wear a actual full-on.
But you're not playing for a school, though. They have rules.
Yeah. It's usually no jewelry, but everyone's been wearing jewelry.
I know. So. When I was an umpire, high school rules say that you can't. The thing is, if it can cause reflections or flash, like, yeah, you know, this.
Well, that's what sunglasses are now, so that doesn't really matter.
Well, but it's in the rules that you can't have that, and they'll make you take it off. But anyway, we're getting off track. Okay, so you got your nose. Where'd you get your nose pierced?
It was like Arch Rivals in Bettendorf. It was.
Is that a tattoo shop?
Yeah.
Did you get a tattoo while you were there?
Sadly, no.
I wish I would.
I got one the other day. It's a freckle. See?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool, huh? All right. So we got our nose pierced.
I got that done. He didn't even take it like 5 minutes. He did it so quick.
How do they do that?
I don't know. He said, just sit in the chair. I was like.
But I mean, how do they, is it a gun or they just poke you with a needle?
Mine was a gun.
For your ear?
Yeah, your ears are like guns, but anywhere else they have like needles and like they just stick it in and like I don't know how they do it exactly.
Well, I think at tattoo shops they don't use guns.
No, so, they can't.
Here's a funny story for you. So when I was in eighth grade, I was over at my friend's house. And he goes, hey, man, I could pierce your ear. Did I tell you this?
No.
He goes, I could pierce your ear. And he showed me this earring. It was really cool. It was a dangly little cross thing. And I thought it was really cool. I go, okay, how are you going to do it? He goes, well, here. He took, he got two ice cubes.
And a toothpick.
And a potato.
Oh, yeah. And then you, like, stick a needle through the.
So he numbed my ear with the ice, put it on there for, like, 5 minutes. So I couldn't feel anything. And he took the potato and put it on the backside of my ear and took the needle and just jammed it through my earlobe. And I went home and my parents were like, what the hell is that? Get that shit out of your ear. So I couldn't wear it. I was bummed. It looked good.
Yeah? Did you keep the earring?
No.
Darn.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would have worn it.
I'll leave it to you in my will.
Yeah?
To Daniel, I leave this earring from 1970-something. Okay, anyway. Sorry. This is how this goes.
Yeah. After that, we had to go to Hy-Vee, and I had to grab, like, the boutonniere and corsages. They messed up my corsage.
What the hell were you doing? She's doing all the work.
I'm like, sleeping.
You
still.
Were sleeping.
Yeah, I like getting the boutonnieres and corsage.
I got ready within 20 minutes. I got up and ready and
he's
showered.
He's a guy. That's what guys do.
I showered and got up and ready in 20 minutes.
Okay.
So
Tommy.
Got your flowers?
No, they've... Can I cuss?
Yeah.
They fucked up my corsage. I was really pissed.
Well, you can't say fuck. No, I'm kidding. She's like, oh, shit. This isn't live, so even if you say something disgusting, we can cut it out. But I probably won't.
Yeah, we'll ruin your college career.
No, but they messed it up. They put dead daisies on it.
Oh, how terrible.
It was, they were dead and you could like clearly see it. And I was
well, you
really
didn't accept
mad.
That, did you?
No, we said, we don't want this. And his was fine. They didn't put any daisies on his.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, his was just a white rose with like little baby breath.
Baby breath?
Yeah. It's like the little flowers.
The little white flowers.
The little stupid flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw your pictures on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah. They were good.
They weren't all of them, but yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so you had to wait for him to make a new one?
No, my mom and I just like, we grabbed like a bouquet.
Did your mom make a scene?
Yeah.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Did they have the cop? You know, Hy-Vee's got a cop there sometimes.
She didn't make like a scene, but she seemed,
would you
she seems like a Karen.
Her as a Karen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She seemed like a Karen at the time. And I was like, mom, you got to calm down. Like, just grab a bouquet. So we made like our own bouquet. Out of like just like daisies and flowers. Mm-hmm. And it looked really nice. Mm.
Maybe you have a new career ahead of you.
I don't know.
Okay, so we got the flowers.
Yeah, we got the flowers. I went home. I slept for an hour. And then what did I do? Oh, I did my makeup, which took like an hour and 30. Yeah.
90 minutes to put on makeup?
I had to look really good, and I had to. No.
Well, you always look good.
No.
I don't mean that. Don't. I shouldn't say that. Hey, good. Pervy old man. I'm not a pervy old man.
No, but
as far as you
I
know.
Really messed up my tan on my face, and I didn't get anywhere around my eyes, so I had to like fix it in the morning, wait for that to like get fixed, and like tan up more. And then I did my makeup, still didn't look right, redid it.
It sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
This sounds like reason number 5,000, I'm glad I'm a guy and not a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it looked pretty good at the end.
90 minutes to put on makeup?
I had to look good.
You had to? What, yeah. Was it a contest?
No, I need to look better than everyone else.
So it was a contest.
I wouldn't say it was a contest. Because it's prom.
Is that a chick thing?
Yeah. You want to look your
best. Did they have a contest? Like, best looking. Emma, come on down. They put the mirror balls on the spotlights. And you're like, oh my God, I won.
I was like that for something else, for TV.
For TV?
I won a TV.
Last night?
Yep. Yeah. I won a 43-inch TV.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
After prom.
Best makeup?
After prom. They gave us a bunch of raffle tickets, and I put all of mine. I had 100, technically. I gave you a lot of them. But
not really, but continue.
I had like 62, and I put them all on the 43-inch TV, and I won it.
Cool. Did you bring it home?
Not yet. It's at his house.
43-inch. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with it?
I have no idea.
I don't. Okay. So let's get back on track here. So you slept for an hour. Slept for an hour and a half makeup.
Yeah. And then my hair, I don't know how I was going to do it, but I did it somehow. Because a lot of people have like.
Did you have any help? Did your mom help you?
I did it all by myself. I was on my own. Because my mom had to mow the grass.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Priorities.
It was a lot. But most people, like for prom, they have appointments for people to do their hair. Mm-hmm. I didn't have that. We were very last minute. So I had to like slick back like my edges of my hair. And then I put like
riveting here.
Yeah. And then I put like.
This is fascinating.
And then I put like rhinestones on my hair.
You did?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, they're already like sticky at the end, so I just kind of like let my gel and my hair dry and then like stuck them on there. They stayed throughout the night.
They're like stickers?
Kinda, yeah.
Wow.
And then I just like.
Did you have to do that too?
Yeah.
She actually. I
did everything.
Were they like $15?
Yeah, they were $15 at Spencer's. It was a lot. Wow. And I barely used any of them.
She used like 6.
Yeah.
Not, for 15.
Well, I used 12.
Wow.
6 on each side.
You got 2 more proms to go to, so save them.
I know, I will. I did that, and then I like curled the rest of my hair. My hair looked horrible at the end for prom, though, because it was so windy.
Oh.
Well, let's get out of there. It's not just windy. It's downpouring.
It was downpouring, windy.
Windy?
Like, and we played football before we even went into the prom.
Okay.
That was great.
First of all, let's just continue with the story to get to the prom.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a group. It was 2 other people, and we kind of messed up the picture.
No, not we messed up.
They messed up. They messed up where to get pictures at. So like we went to the John Deere Pavilion next to like the Vibrant Arena.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the John Deere one in like East Moline, like the
Were they actually like work?
The factory?
Were they actually work?
Where they actually work? And that's where they got pictures.
I don't even think you were allowed on the grounds, and somehow they got in there.
That they actually took pictures of?
Yeah, they actually were able to get on the ground somehow.
That's funny.
No, let's just say one of the parents was not too happy about that.
Yeah,
she thought that was a setup.
Yeah, she thought it was a setup that, we were obviously supposed to not be included in this. You could have just not told us where to go, blah, 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 yeah.
Because like,
well, what exactly did you tell them where to go?
I told them
John Deere Museum.
Yeah, John Deere Museum,
which is literally where.
Well, we went. That's not a museum; that's a factory.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but
also one is literally meant for field trips and photos, right, and all that. Which where we went to, theirs is literally a work facility.
Yeah, yeah.
So I mean, it's a beautiful work facility, but I mean, I don't think you're allowed to be on the grounds.
I don't think it's. I wouldn't call it picturesque.
No, it's nice grounds.
You have to call ahead to make pictures and stuff there. Yeah. Like, I know that.
I wouldn't think they'd want you to take pictures there.
Probably not.
No.
There's a lot of space there.
Where I used to work, if you took pictures, you were handcuffed and, yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
Luckily, I had an all-access laminate.
I don't know, but the person who said it was like set up.
So you guys were on your own for pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay.
My mom, before this, I said to my mom to bring the Polaroid because we never used it. And
you have a Polaroid?
He got a lot of Polaroid pictures. My mom really got
Polaroid
cute.
Photos.
You can still buy Polaroid film?
Yeah. I have one too.
Why?
It's just nice.
Those are the shittiest pictures ever.
But it's cool looking. And also, it's a physical photo that's like, you know.
That you can keep.
Oh my God.
It's a in the moment type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's true that stuff goes in cycles. So.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I mean, Crocs came back.
Well, you can take a picture with your phone and it's instant. I mean, it's not something you can hold in your hand, but.
Yeah, but it's just a retro feel.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, if you print out the photo, it won't be the rustic little square box. You know, I mean, this is how it is, though.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get the satisfaction of.
So, what are you gonna do with the Polaroid pictures? You're gonna throw them in a box and never look at them again?
No, you gotta hang them up.
You can like buy. You know.
Well, you gotta be careful because you know there's chemicals in there.
Yeah. Buy like a crate and then have like wire across it and like clip it on.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lie. It's a nice idea. I think you're seeing what I'm thinking.
I know what you mean.
Think of all the room that takes up.
Not really.
No, it's not a lot of room.
Okay.
It's like lights and they have like clips. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So how much this is an old Polaroid camera or a new one?
It's a newer one.
And how much did that cost?
My uncle gave it to me for Christmas.
Like, they're only like 60. They're not a lot.
$60?
Yeah.
I wanted one and he got it for Christmas for me or my birthday.
I got one.
Like, so they still have the...
A while ago.
The... Cube things for the flash that you have to put on there?
No, it's all it's all newer type.
Oh, it has a built-in flash?
Yeah,
it's built-in.
Well, how's it? Really, you have to put batteries in it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Polaroid
comes out the same way as well. So I mean, it's all the same type of stuff, just modernized.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Yeah.
So where were we? Pictures.
I don't remember.
Wow.
Okay, so you did the picture. It was raining while you were doing the picture?
No,
but it was extremely windy.
It was windy. Yeah.
It made my hair go everywhere. And he had cornrows in.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. They weren't half bad, but they're all different colors.
Which I like.
All the bands.
What's the problem with that?
Like, you know the bands
so
and you, ties
so I think what she's saying is she went to all this trouble to look good, and you then, show up with multicolored hair.
Yeah, I would have said just like stick with one at least, and then you can change it to whatever.
First of all,
or like
complain
do a
to my
pattern.
Hairdresser mom.
Okay, yes, but like at least
that
do
is
a
hairdresser.
Pattern. Okay, but at least do a pattern.
You talk to her about that.
Okay. So pictures are over. Then what?
Then we like went to the dance. Oh, we went to food.
Wow. She doesn't even know her own schedule.
No, I can't remember. We got food at Steel Plow, and
that sounds very John Deere-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that by the museum?
No. Well, it was.
Yeah,
like,
it was like 14 minutes away.
It was 14 minutes away.
Okay.
But it's.
Did you meet your other friends there? They were
did.
Like, where the hell were you at?
No, they didn't care.
They didn't care. All their parents were the only ones that cared.
So both parents were pissed?
Nope, just one.
Just one.
And it's the one parent of the girl that doesn't like me. Oops.
Yeah.
So she was giving you shit right then and there?
No, she was giving shit to my mom.
It was kind of
stupid. Well, she has my number and messenger.
I know her, right?
I know. Yes, you do.
And she was yelling at
your
mom?
You know, the daughter and the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So grandma was yelling at your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were friends.
Yeah, they are.
Sound like they are anymore.
My mom said, if you know me, you know this wouldn't be a thing. So, like, I'm sorry. It was a last minute thing. Just told to me literally today. Like, I don't know what you want from me. I tried.
Yeah. All of this was, like, very last minute. Everything that was planned.
Well, not true.
A lot of it
on my side, everything was last minute. On her side, on the everybody else's, it wasn't last minute. You guys
I texted you everything. You just don't remember.
Yes, I know, but you guys did it in study hall. That's the difference.
And I texted you in study hall. You just don't read.
I didn't save it.
I know.
Oh, keep going.
I didn't save it. So either way, it doesn't matter. It was planned way beforehand.
It was barely planned. It was planned like 3 days before prom. They knew it. Of where to go.
Yes, they knew it. Correct?
Yeah.
So they fucked up, we didn't.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out there. All right.
Yeah.
Young love.
Okay.
So how was food?
It was really good. I got the most basic thing you can get.
Which is what?
Mac and cheese.
$14 for a little plate of mac and cheese.
Well, you go to a place called the Steel Plow.
Okay, but it was like gourmet mac and cheese. It was pretty good.
Gourmet?
She doesn't know anything about gourmet.
I don't.
What made it gourmet?
I don't know. They put like little bread. They put like little bread on it. You know, like.
Little breadcrumbs.
Crumbs. There
like
you
croutons?
Go.
Croutons?
No.
No. Like, literally breadcrumbs.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. And then, just,
and like, then little sprinkle of cheese.
Yeah.
On top of the cheese that's already
there. Was it good?
Yeah, it was actually really good. It was really cheesy.
Government cheese.
It was government cheese.
It was really good.
I got my build-own burger with added, by the way, $2 bacon. If you wanted to add any type of...
You can buy a whole package of bacon for $2.
I know. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to add any toppings, it was $1.85.
Oh, my God.
That is pretty... Oh, my God.
Should have went to McDonald's.
I know. But and I got sweet potato fries.
Yeah,
my favorite fries. I tried one. It's like never anywhere.
I've never tried. He let me try one today. It was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Have you tried one?
I'm not a big fan of sweet potato fries. I like sweet potato like baked.
Yeah.
Not a.
I've never had that. I've only had the fry.
Seriously? My mom makes it for me all the time.
Well, I'm gonna have to steal one then. So.
So was there other prom goers attendees at the restaurant?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know any of them?
Yeah. There was like, they were kind of like across the restaurant. There you go. They were across like the restaurant. We saw them a little bit, but we didn't really say hi or anything.
Well, I don't like it.
We don't really like them either. So.
Well, you, I don't know about the guy, but I dislike
the Sharks versus the
Jets. I don't
Jets.
Like the guy, and neither does my friend. So
yeah, we don't like either of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't talk to him.
You guys didn't jump up and start snapping your fingers and. When you're a jet, you're
you
a
like
jet.
Jazz.
I'm gonna dance and stab you. You don't get that.
No.
West Side Story.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, so it's a musical play about these two rival gangs in New York, and they're like facing. They're having a rumble, and they're all dancing.
I think
shit.
I've seen this.
And they're like fighting and dancing and singing and shit. And I'm like, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Who does that? Okay.
Yeah, and...
So how was the service?
Pretty good, actually. She came, the waiter came around like 6 times.
Yeah, she came around a lot.
Maybe 40 minutes.
She wanted a tip.
Yeah.
She got
a tip.
I left
a $4 tip. I don't know what the other people gave, but... I mean, two different things at the same table.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's going to go
together. I think they tipped a lot more than we did.
My favorite tip is don't stare at the sun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, hear me out, though. Both our...
You don't get it?
No.
Both our tickets were the same price.
So if you ask me for a tip, don't stare into the sun.
So you're not going to get it?
That's what? My tip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when you leave a tip, you write, don't stare into the sun, instead of leaving a tip. Like a money amount?
You know where it says on your thing, where it says tip?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Don't stare into the sun.
Gotcha. Yeah, it took me a while.
Buttons don't work no more.
Well, I got the volume turned down. There we go. Don't stare into the sun.
our ticket price was the same.
Thank you. I'm here all night.
Yeah. What? Our ticket price was the same, 59
your ticket
14
price.
Cents or something.
Huh?
Your ticket yeah,
for
price?
The receipt.
You mean the cost like for your food. Meal?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
$60. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, but we also got a really good...
I don't care. You got mac and cheese.
I ordered a milkshake. It was like a chocolate chip cookie dough milkshake.
Yeah, they both got milkshakes, which is...
So good.
I guess their staple is yeah, different it's types their, of milkshakes.
It is their thing.
Really?
It give mm-hmm. They give you extra stuff with it.
Was it one of those you can turn upside down or it doesn't?
No, it's like it's filled to the brim. It had like a giant like cookie thing on it.
So you know like the little
like
milks
skewer
that you can
marshmallows.
Buy. It's as big as that. Like the littler milk, wow. The skinnier milk. Mm-hmm. And it's also, it has like, for like, for instance, the cookie one, the cookie dough one, it has cookie, like multiple it things had, of cookie dough around it.
Yep.
It has a plate underneath drizzle. It's like a gourmet type look.
It's a lot.
So they, you know why they do that?
What?
So they can charge you three times what they...
No, it's... What was it? $12?
It was $12.
For a milkshake?
Well, you actually... Well,
but you
I
got
think...
a lot with it. Like, one of them was like, you could get a whole slice of, like, cheesecake
yeah,
or something
whole, yeah.
on it.
Back in my day, you could buy a milkshake for a quarter.
I'm sure these well, milkshakes didn't compare to that well, one.
I'm kidding.
Ours,
I'm kidding. It was 50 cents.
Ours came with two cookies, which is in my fridge right now because I wanted to save them. I'm a cookie
I'm
connoisseur.
Gonna, yeah, someone's a little stingy with the s'mores cookies at
you
his house.
You gonna save them like how people save a piece of their wedding cake and they eat it like 20 years later? Is that what you mean? Or just...
Yeah. He's literally, you save candy and stuff all the time and you don't eat
I
it.
I save candy. I don't eat candy. But
it's taking him like
I keep cookies.
So
I eat one cookie a day.
Why do you save candy?
Because I don't want to eat it all.
Why don't you just throw it away?
I'll eat one candy a day. So as soon as the cookies are gone, I'll eat the candy.
Yeah, you're going to be taking the...
I'm not like my dad and have multiple scoops of ice cream a night. At least I'm not doing that.
So
you take
of...
a handful of my Skittles from the jar you gave me. Unbelievable. Every night. It's like every
see,
day.
It's one
a
thing
jar.
A night.
Those were for her.
Yeah.
Don't leave them at my house.
I leave them at his house so I have something to eat.
Yeah, that's not a suitable diet.
There's my name is literally on the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, talk to my dad about that as well. That's not just me.
You guys
also,
are all dipping into the Skittles jar?
Yeah.
No, but his dad also ate my like whole thing of ice cream one time.
Yep.
I'm not
no,
joking.
No, it was
I
a
left,
brand new thing.
It was
she
a
left.
Brand new thing, and it was exactly for me. And
do you have your name on it?
No.
Well, that's
but
where you screwed
I, his
up.
Mom even knew it. I said, my ice cream is in there. Please don't touch it. Like, I literally said that because I'm stingy with ice cream.
It was basically filled to the brim, and Dad ate it all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
What kind was it?
Caramel.
Caramel Delight.
Yep.
The expensive stuff.
Yeah, I'm stingy with my ice cream. I would barely let him have
it. He ate
any.
It all in one
sitting?
Sitting?
Yep.
How much was it, like a half a gallon?
We came back from a hockey game,
gallon.
And it was gone.
Wow.
Yep. Must have really liked that Caramel Delight.
You guys got a... speaking of tips, here's a tip. Don't eat so much sugar.
Yeah.
Because it'll catch up with you.
Mm.
Pretty a lot
that's
of
not
sugar.
A me thing. That's a her thing.
That's a me thing.
Mm, okay. So, wow.
She drinks a Pepsi every time she
did
comes
you like
over.
Your? Did you like the jar I made you, by the way?
Yeah, I actually liked it. It was really cute.
Yeah.
See, I told you word for word. She said it's cute.
Yeah.
But,
she said I'm cute. Remember that on Rudolph?
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-mm. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Don't tell me you've never seen
I've
that.
I've seen it.
Don't you remember when Clarice told him he was cute?
Nose lights up.
And he jumps
oh,
up
and
in the air.
Oh, and his nose
she
lights
said,
up?
I'm cute!
Now I do, yeah. I'm remembering it now,
I
but
did
yeah.
The, I did the voice. You know, she's like, oh, yeah, Rudolph, yeah.
But continue with your little plans.
We are getting way off track.
Continue with your plans here.
Yeah,
after off. Eating.
Oh, after eating.
How long were you at the restaurant?
Like 40 minutes, not even an hour.
Well, that's not very long.
Yeah. No, we barely waited. It was quick service. It was really nice. So we got out of there. Saw the ugliest prom dress I've ever seen in my life.
Ooh.
People sitting next to us.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
At the restaurant?
Yes.
Were they Rock Ridge?
No.
It was white, blue, and gold, and it was not a, like a
it was
tight dress.
So who else had, so other schools had prom?
Yeah.
What type of dress is that?
It's, I wouldn't say it's like.
It's like a, I categorize it as a princess dress.
I would say a princess dress, but it's not as puffy as a princess dress, but it was like.
It was like a skirt.
Yeah, it was not good.
But it was
it
white.
It was terrible.
It was all white. little accents of blue, and then it had gold shoulder plates.
Yeah.
Shoulder plates?
Like, that's how I can categorize that as. Yeah. Like, it had like gold.
You mean
like,
the sleeves?
It had like gold accents too. Yeah. It was just all around horrible. Yeah. And the date like did not match her dress at all.
The date had, I think, all white and then
dark blue.
Had a dark blue tie and a purple pocket.
It didn't match her.
God.
It was
what
bad.
What were they thinking?
I know.
Did you take pictures?
I was thinking about it, honestly.
Thinking about it.
You should have.
I was thinking about it.
But... yeah.
Every time when I go to the gym all the time, because I never take my phone in there.
That one dude that...
God, I wish I had my phone right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we went to the prom, but we waited like an hour after it started to go in.
Yeah, so we played catch in the parking lot.
Because first off, no one was like there at all.
There was maybe four cars in the lot that were kids.
Yeah, when we got there. And
what time did you get there right at start time?
Yeah.
What time was it supposed to start?
Seven.
And you got there right at 7?
Yeah. And
well, you never show up.
We didn't want to, but dinner got over early. Yeah. But we got bored of sitting in the car, so we're just like, okay.
You're just sitting in the car?
Yeah, we were sitting in the car. And I'm just like, let's just go play football.
I said that.
Okay, you said it. I was like,
let's get the story straight.
Okay, you said it. I was like, yeah, let's just do that.
You guys are all dressed up and you're going to go play football.
Yeah, I was
down for playing a game.
Yeah, I was.
All right.
I was
Noah,
in heels and a dress.
My friend showed up. All right.
I was in heels and a dress and I was still catching a football. I was doing pretty good.
Well, it sounds like it was your idea.
I don't know, but I ripped off all five of my nails on that hand, on my right hand.
So you only had nails on one hand?
No, I ripped them all off.
Oh, man. Did you do them yourself?
Yeah. They're really good. I was pretty proud of myself.
She can keep them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I did do my nails before prom.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she got 30
minutes before.
And she got glue on her dress.
Yeah.
Oh, you did the glue on ones?
Yeah. I was really mad. It's okay, though. We played
that for an hour.
We played football for an hour.
You were in your dress when you put your nails on?
Yeah, because it was like a last minute thing. Mm. But we...
we played football for an hour, and friend showed up, and one of my friends ended up leaving, and we thought he was just going to dip, because...
No, they were waiting for someone to grab his car, who took
30
minutes.
Even though... so, basically, he got dropped off down the road... and he said,
wait, hang on, back up,
what?
Start that over. What?
You so my friends me. Showed up and then they left while playing football. They come back and said they dropped him off so he can go check on his grandma that lives down the road, which is literally, this is a maybe tops 15 minute thing to do.
He
took 30 minutes and said it, he was on his way. And after he said he was on his way, it took him like 20, 30 more minutes to get there. So,
and we're out there waiting. And then at that time, I was just so
and then
why didn't you just go in?
We did at
after
8 o'clock.
I had to like, let's go in, please.
But but they came in and they still weren't able to go in because he's categorized as basically a bad kid to our school.
Yes.
So he
they wouldn't let him in.
They did.
They
had
to call
his
principal.
Yeah, they had to call the principal.
And he's from another school?
Yes. And they didn't have a guest form filled out for him or anything.
Why would he be going to your prom?
The foreign exchange student, because he's friends with my friend.
This sounds like a reality show.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So the foreign exchange student brought him because my friend wanted him to come, basically.
Mm-hmm. I'm completely lost.
That's all it was.
So he wasn't with a date?
No.
No.
There was a girl that he
who
likes.
Who goes to the prom by themselves?
A lot of people, actually.
Yeah.
If you don't want to take
it. The foreign exchange student brought him. But he didn't fill out a form because he didn't know, because he's a foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
And so they had to call the principal to say, hey, is this all right? Did you
and
even know of this?
I don't know, but that principal was a G. I'll say that.
Yeah.
For vouching for that kid.
A G?
Yeah. He said, what's literally word for word, the principal said, the principal vouches for you.
What's
yeah.
that mean?
That he will
no,
not.
No, what's a G?
Are you okay? what is an OG?
I don't know.
Original gangster. So take away the O.
His principal's a gangster?
So basically he said that the principal vouched for him saying that he will be fine. He won't cause any ruckus, anything.
Okay. Question. Who has a rival principal's number and calling them at home on a Saturday
principals?
Night?
The principals.
especially because our principal...
They all share their phone numbers?
No, hear me out. Our principal is the head of IHSA, which is literally the state of Illinois.
Yeah.
So she has everybody in Illinois' high school number.
Yeah.
IHSA is the sports.
Yep.
Yep. So that she has she everybody's has every number.
Single, like principal's number.
She doesn't have my number.
She has every principal's number.
Principal's number.
In the state of Illinois. So.
Yep.
On speed dial?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, homie, what's up?
It's OG. Probably categorized by school.
Yeah.
It's your OG principal. Okay, so this guy's a thug?
I don't want to talk about it too much about that.
But... Oh, okay. You don't want him to pay you a visit?
No, he won't, but me and him are cool, but
okay.
There's things that we don't need to talk about.
So why did he want to go?
No, my friend wanted him to.
And he also liked a girl there.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the girl kind of liked him too. It was very obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they disappear?
No.
No.
No, they sat down.
They sat down, but then like they did leave early.
No, they didn't.
So is he a junior?
Not with each other.
No, they didn't leave each other.
See, here we go. Let's get these stories straight.
Okay, but I'm sure they hung out after.
I doubt it, but.
What does that mean?
but
what does that mean? They hung out.
I'm sure they just hung out after, like Noah and all of them.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Because it was
doesn't
all
answer
like,
my question.
No, because it was like a pretty like big group.
But
so
what does hung out mean?
Like they hung out with each other, like in a group. I don't know.
In a group. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
I thought you meant, you know, like in the back of a car or something.
No, but the...
Hey, we're just hanging out.
But, no.
Well, I can see that.
But the prom, when we went in there, we took photos, like a lot of photos. There was a photo booth.
There was a photo booth, and we took so many.
Well, not really a booth. It was a touch, like, iPad thing, and it was actually very nice.
Mm-hmm. Band or DJ?
What?
Music.
It was a DJ, but it was terrible.
Horrible DJ.
But the photo booth was real nice.
No, I seem to recall your first prom. Was it prom?
Homecoming?
This is my first prom.
When they were looking for... Well, what was it when you said they're looking for a DJ?
I don't know.
And I said, I'll do it.
I don't remember. Might have been Sadie's.
Because I have the equipment.
It probably was Sadie's.
All I got to say is he...
Do you remember what I called my? What I said I'd call myself?
What?
I'm trying to think. It was DJ Grandpa or something.
I think you said. I thought you were. I thought you said DJ G or something.
Something like that.
But
in the house, yeah, baby.
the guy was older
people
than
yelling,
you.
Can you play something from the 2000s?
The guy there was older than you. And he had
older than me.
Oh,
you know the
he
little,
was older
you know the
than
little
me.
Like slit glasses. He had those on,
like bifocals. You mean?
Yeah, the uh-huh. little square ones.
Oh, okay.
He had those on.
Did he have a ponytail?
No.
Okay.
But
what was he playing?
Stuff my mom loves, like 90s music.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but he tried some stuff that was not okay. He tried to scratch CDs. It was just offbeat.
How do you scratch a CD?
Like
a CD?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he had the whole setup. He had a whole proper setup, but he tried to scratch and it just was not it was not at all on par with the song.
Were people throwing shit at him?
No.
Get out of here, old man.
But then he only did that for a couple songs, and then some songs he would skip in it, which was very dumb.
Yeah.
It would like lose the audio, and then it would zoom in to farther into the song, and it would go up.
So his CDs were skipping?
I guess.
Yeah.
Was he playing CDs or digital?
I don't know.
I think they said it was CDs.
But
it was bad though. It's not good.
You should have called me.
When they played heavy metal.
Heavy metal at a prom?
Yeah.
Yes, our prom.
He tried to.
Like the oh shit.
So he played
Cookie
Break
Monster?
Stuff and
what was he playing?
Break Stuff by Limp Bizkit.
At a prom?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Especially cuz we like them, but
was he taking requests?
Yeah.
How about you go home?
But A girl during the song, a girl sat up and the and a chair fell down and everything went silent basically except for the song. And then the date just
wait, she stood up on the chair?
No, she when she got out of the chair fell because of her dress.
Oh, okay.
And then it just smacked on the hardwood floor, the actual dance floor. Everybody went silent, everybody stopped moving. The DJ had the song still up high. And a senior, her date just came over and was like, and just started plowing through chairs and making him go all across the room. And he goes, "Yeah, break stuff!" And just he was just going to the going with the song, playing an air guitar.
He's a great guy, that senior.
Yeah,
he's
funny.
He's great.
Was he high?
No,
I don't know. I don't think so.
Hmm.
But yeah. And then another.
So nobody tried to.
And
stop
then another him. One of his friends joined in, and then they picked up the chairs later. After
yeah,
the song.
They're.
I wish they would play more. That's honestly the highlight of dances, honestly, because nobody dances at ours unless it's heavy metal.
How do you dance to heavy metal?
I wouldn't even dance to heavy metal. I don't like.
You wouldn't. I would.
How do you dance to heavy metal?
That's my point. I can't.
Like Slipknot. You know,
no, I mean, how do you dance?
How do you dance to heavy it? Metal?
I don't know how to describe it.
You mean you just like stand there and do like the headbanging thing?
Sure. But no, there's my grade.
I've never seen anybody dance to heavy metal. That's
my grade mean. Likes to do mosh pits at dances. And actually her grade does as well.
Yes,
mosh pits
we do.
At a prom?
Yeah.
My grade and
we
her
love
grade
love a mosh pit.
Likes to mosh pit.
Oh.
So
well, maybe your idea of a mosh pit and mine are two different things.
So no, like, an actual mosh pit.
Yeah.
So like you're hitting each other?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like an actual mosh pit. So they form a circle and fuck each other up.
You go to all that trouble to get dressed up and spend...
Well, it's only guys in this circle.
An hour and a half doing your makeup.
It's only guys in this circle. No females.
Yeah.
This is a circle that we're talking about, not a...
Oh, is that where the last guy standing gets the hot chick?
Sure. Let's go with that.
Like the captain of the football team?
That's not a thing anymore. I hope
come
you know.
On, Randy, get him. I'll go home with you.
There's no captain of the football team anymore.
No?
Yeah,
no.
There's no captains.
What?
No captains anymore.
Lieutenants?
Nope.
No more C's on the chest.
Why?
For high school football.
Why? Is that some PC bullshit?
No, I
probably because they are cheap.
Rule. Yeah, and they're pretty cheap with everything in football.
They don't want to get new jerseys for everybody.
Well, how much does it cost to call somebody a captain?
When it's $150 per jersey.
Yeah.
Well, and just like don't put a C on it. Just call him captain.
You have to have the C
you
on
you have to
it.
Have the C. That's how this, I mean, that's how it works.
It's just how
it has
works.
A C. Well, if you're going to have a C, you have to have an offensive and defensive, and then you also have to have two assistants. But
so you're telling me that nobody could cut out a C out of something and sew it on
so
a jersey?
So it has to be, it's a C, and then it has three stars. That's how you know you're a captain. And then the other ones are C with two stars and then C with one star. Mm-hmm. It goes by class, basically, of captain.
I really don't give a shit.
But it's what it is.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Things sure have changed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're mosh pitting?
No, we didn't end up. Well, he only played two songs. Hmm. He played one slow dance song, and it was in the beginning.
What was the slow song?
Ed Sheeran. Not this.
I don't know. We didn't
I don't remember the
we
song,
didn't even get to dance to a slow dance song, because I thought, like...
You want
to
dance now?
No.
No. Not to this.
No, but like we never got to dance to any of them because he played one that was right at the beginning when about
when
everyone showed
in.
Up. And I was just like, this is too early for that.
It really was.
It
though.
Was way too early. Come like on. No one was going to do it.
There was 2 hours left and he didn't play
it's
a single
too
one.
Early to slow dance.
He only played one slow song at a prom, which was stupid.
What was the slow song? Ed Sheeran what?
I don't know what it's called.
It was like We Found the Love or
something.
Is that
that creepy looking redheaded guy?
Yeah.
He looks like an albino redhead.
Yeah.
He's a good singer though, so.
Yeah.
And guitar player.
Hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what was the highlight of the actual prom? The chick falling over? Or the chair falling over?
Honestly?
Probably the photo booth.
That and the photo booth.
Yeah.
So I really liked the falling over. I liked to witness that.
So did you get actual hard copy pictures?
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. Do you have any?
Yeah, I also
not
have,
on us.
I don't have one on me, but I have a. because they're it's digital, so you're allowed to put your phone number in. Number,
and you could also get them printed out too. But it was really nice.
I got one.
But you know what you just did?
Yeah.
You just gave them your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah.
Oh.
So it's literally that. Well, but
can I look at it for more than 2 seconds?
It's that, but all over. So it's literally the same thing.
Yeah. But, yeah. We got one with Rasso, like our cop at our school. I don't know. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
The school mm-hmm. cop was there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was also there was an undercover cop as well.
Yep.
Was it Eric?
I don't know.
Remember my story about Eric at my high school?
You mean the...
Eric the narc?
Yeah.
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 He tried to take me to... He'd come up to me one time and he goes, "You've been smoking pot." And I go, "What?" He goes, "You've been smoking pot." And he stood like, you know, up to here on me. And I was in high school. And I go, "Dude, get out of my way. I haven't been smoking anything. You're coming with me." And I said, "No, I'm not." And we stared at each other and he walked away. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, and then, what was it? Prom court, there we go. Prom court happened.
Do they still do the king and queen?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, it's king and princess.
It's, no.
Yeah.
It's yes. king and queen, and then it's prince and princess.
I didn't see that what? Other part, but.
There's four?
Yes. Oh, so the juniors.
Because it's juniors and seniors.
Yes,
yeah.
Juniors and seniors.
Oh, so this was senior and junior prom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So see, back in my day, they did them separate.
Mm-hmm. So juniors was prince and princess.
Who won?
Just
give first names.
Alex and Charlie.
And then it was Lex.
It was gay?
Huh?
They were. It was a gay king and queen?
No.
Alex is, but...
Charlie?
Charlie's a girl.
Okay. No offense, Charlie.
And then it...
I can see why they call her the queen.
She was a princess.
She was a princess.
She was a princess.
Oh, sorry. So who was the queen?
It was...
Lexi
was the queen, and I don't know who the guy was. I don't know his name. Wasn't it Colin? It wasn't Colin.
It is Colin.
Oh, it was Colin? Yeah.
Yeah.
And people betted money on that.
Yep.
Across
the senior boys bet money on it.
Yep.
Why?
Only
and
seniors
in the middle
the
of
money,
it
though.
When they were announcing, he says, "Give me my money."
And then, like he, they told him to shut up, and he was just like, it was great.
Who were they betting amongst each other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To see who was gonna be it.
Yeah.
What were the odds in Vegas?
Probably pretty high, honestly.
Yeah, but
so how do they pick the?
It's voted
by the students.
Yeah,
yeah. One of my votes won, and it was the senior one. So the senior guy.
So everybody's up for grabs, or you have to say, "I want to be king or queen."
It's
a vote, and then another vote.
Yeah, it's a vote for who should be on prom court, and it's another vote for who should win it.
So
for like king and queen.
Yeah.
Oh, so like nominees and then winners.
Yes.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lame.
So, but do you have to? Is it open to all the students, or you have to throw your hat in the ring?
It's open to.
It's open to anybody who wants to vote.
Hmm.
Because you know it's not mandatory, but
it's only open to the juniors and seniors.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So princess and prince and princess.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Just the juniors. It's the juniors.
So that's the runner-up.
Yeah, basically.
Not really. No,
I'm not sure I'd want to be known as the runner-up.
No,
it's not really. But it's like
not. They're the winners of juniors.
They're the winners of juniors, but they can't be classified.
Oh, because you combine it. Okay.
Yeah.
And then. After that, we kind of just stood around and talked.
Who won? Who was prince and princess?
It's what we just said. Alex and Charlie.
Alex and Charlie.
Oh, that's right.
And then Lexi and
Colin.
Colin was
okay. So then
seniors. And then we just stood around a little bit, sat down.
Everyone left after that.
Yeah.
It died down so quick after that, and it was only like 9 o'clock.
And then
was it supposed to go?
Till 10.
Yeah.
And then after prom was 11.
But after everybody thinned out, some of our friends were still there, and she wanted to dance, so I guess we went in the group, because there's a person that I go to if we want to actually dance that we go to, because he's somebody to be around.
He's somebody that's like really outgoing, you can dance around him.
Yeah. Who's that?
Trayton.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He actually does haunting housing with me, and that's the only reason I do it, because... Otherwise, I'd go insane. So,
Okay.
Well, because we have a room next to each other.
Yeah, they do a room together for haunted housing. It was really good.
So
scare the crap out of me.
Yeah. Otherwise, I go insane. I would not want to do that by myself.
Why? Oh, I'd love to do that.
By my yourself?
I'm doing it next year.
It's the same audio as
Can I do it?
You can.
Yeah.
You got to have Facebook and send up a message to them, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
I love scaring people.
You get paid as well at the end.
Yeah, you don't have to pay me.
I'll take the check.
Okay.
You get bonuses if you go every night and everything. So
what do you get?
Extra.
You need more money?
I think it's, yeah, extra 150, I think.
Wow.
But yeah.
Okay, so prom is winding down. You're dancing? One last dance?
Yeah, we're just dancing, and then I just got retired. Yeah. So we went home.
Everybody left. We went to
his house, and like we changed. I had a bag of clothes, and I changed out of everything. Mm-hmm. It was a lot.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And we were about to be late to after prom because they locked the doors.
Yeah, they locked the doors at 11.
They locked the doors at 11. We're there at 11:03. It's downpouring.
Let me in.
And I'm like, Daniel, hurry up. Yeah. I'm telling him to hurry up because he was not.
Oh, I'm sure they would have let you in.
Yeah.
They did. I was just like, they were about to close the doors. Pretty close.
So the beginning.
Well,
of
you know, by law, they can't lock the doors.
No, they did.
They can't.
They had multiple officers there.
Yeah, they locked the doors.
Yeah.
That's a violation of fire code.
Well, anyways.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, you can't do that.
The first thing that we did, we watched a hypnotist.
Yes.
Which was pretty good.
It was so funny, because this girl.
Did you get hypnotized?
No,
I wish. I want to next year.
I do. I definitely want to get hypnotized next year.
Do you think you could
be
hypnotized?
Yeah.
You have to think you are.
You know that shit's all fake.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You have a bad
bias. I don't know, but three people got sent back down because they couldn't like relax enough and they were laughing too much.
Well, that's the thing. You
have to have be in a mindset. You have to be in an open mindset.
You have to think. You
have to think about it.
Yeah, it wouldn't work on me because I was like, you can't do shit to me, buddy. Yeah. Go home.
But they after they got sent down, it got really weird.
What happened with the hypnotist? What'd they do?
Well, the crazy.
Okay, so explain that. So we tried to hypnotize them and they weren't having it?
Yeah, she was just kind of like trying to make them relax and like have an open mind.
A lady hypnotist?
She was thinning out everybody that just wasn't trying.
What the hell's going on
with
this world?
She was thinning out everybody that wasn't trying. But the thing she did was she picked a person to. If any time they said three, that she said that
she would rub
their arms,
her nose on the guy's shoulder.
So basically, she said that your nose is going to be very itchy, except you can't move your arms. And the easiest thing
your
to
arm
do
was like too heavy to lift, so you have to like rub your nose.
You have to
his
rub
shoulder.
Your nose to the convenient shoulder, which was already because they had to lay down on the person next to them.
Yeah.
So she had to itch the person on the guy's shoulder next to her.
It was crazy. It was so
every
funny.
Single time she said three. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was like, there's a chair there. It was every single time she said chair to certain two people, every single time she would said chair, they thought that the person next to them touched their butt.
Yeah. And one of them was just like,
yeah.
So
like, it was great.
The people running the school are okay with this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She comes a lot every year. I'm not sure. But, and then the other time it was like, they touch your butt and you actually like it.
And so, give them a smile.
So they gave a smile.
It was great.
That seems kind of inappropriate.
But after that, she picked the biggest guy in the room. She had a gimmick where she has like a Kool-Aid pouch and people were like,
drinking it was like their fun juice.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was fake. Everything was fake.
But they actually moved their hands and poked the hole.
They poked the hole. They drank it. They put it up to their mouth and they were like sucking it hard.
Yeah. But she made people like scroll through a fake phone
and like
do reactions to the phone working or malfunctioning.
Oh, and then there was like a virtual reality. They put their
like
glasses
they acted
on.
Like they were Spider-Man and
Colin was getting into it. It was a lot. They were really getting into it.
Yeah. But the biggest thing I'd say was the big guy in the room. She made the guy come up with a speech. Mind you, he's literally asleep. You can tell in the video.
Oh, yeah. He's asleep.
He's way asleep.
Everything. She makes him be a life coach.
Yeah. So he becomes... he's nothing He has like to that. Do a speech as a life coach. And the first one, he does a minute speech. And then he goes immediately to sleep while he's standing up.
Yep.
And then... she tells him to become a Japanese one. Just say the same speech in Japanese. And
he goes, nailed
Ni hao, and then just goes random words. Just random, like,
it's like Japanese-sounding words.
And then just goes right back to sleep.
Yeah.
You don't think it's possible that she told him ahead of time to do this?
Uh-uh. No, it's definitely not possible. Because
he didn't even go to the school.
Yeah, he doesn't even go to the school.
Yeah, but I mean...
but he was a date someone like
so
really
at some
popular.
Point when she was talking to him, like trying to get him under, did she lean into him, like whisper in his ear?
I will tell you, no kid can act like that.
No.
Nobody is
No
able
one
to
can
act
remember
like that.
That much of just what he said.
So I'll tell you why I think that. So
hear me out. I think if anybody did that, they would laugh.
So when I was in grade school, we had a magician come to the school.
Yeah.
And they asked for volunteers to come up. It was three of us. And I went up. And he said, he was sitting us on his chairs. And so as he was doing it, he whispered in my ear, he goes, okay, when I say three, you're going to act like this chair is on fire, okay? And we all did it.
Yeah.
But that's...
well, that's just a magician. That's way different than...
yeah.
Yeah. One is... okay, so magicians is a... what's that called? I'm blanking. I think it starts with an H, but...
Houdini?
A hypnotist?
No.
Houdini?
It's a visual thing. It's not a...
illusionist.
It's a it's an illusionist instead of a...
Yeah, you're right.
Psychedelic type thing, so...
psychedelic?
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
so how did these people get picked?
Random.
It was random. It was just, like, they just raised their hands and stuff. That was it.
But, yeah. And then they sat down. We had to pick if he wanted to be a drill sergeant or a Barbie to do a speech.
And...
And mind you, he's supposed to be talking about a growth mindset to push through things and become a better self.
A motivational speaker.
Yep.
And she goes, "Now you're a drill sergeant, Barbie." And he's up there being real fruity.
Yeah.
But talking like a drill sergeant.
Yeah, he talked like a drill sergeant, but stood like a fruity person.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's what was cool.
So he didn't go to your school?
No.
No.
He was the softball pitcher's date.
Yes. We all know him. He's a really nice guy.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Softball pitcher's date.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old was he?
I don't know.
He's 18.
Hmm.
But yeah.
Hmm. Okay. So what else did you... that's...
so after that, that took an hour.
It took an hour, but that was kind of good.
Yeah, but you get tickets throughout the whole day that you're there if you're participating.
Yeah, if you participate in a lot of stuff, you keep getting tickets and more tickets where you can, like, put them into the raffle.
Yeah, there's, like...
and that's how I won the TV.
Yeah, so...
gotcha.
You know how, like, at trivias, how there's the raffles at the tables? That's basically what it was.
Oh, okay.
And you had to write your name on them.
Mm-hmm.
So... basically, we started off playing pickleball. We play pickleball. I don't know if you know what that is, but we play pickleball, and then...
that's an old people's
game. That was
game.
My first time ever playing pickleball.
I love it.
That's
I'm
old,
great
that's
at
an
it.
Old people's
I'm very
game.
Good at it.
He is very good at it, but that was my first time ever playing it.
And then there was, like, an inflatable relay race. We did that.
I lost horribly.
Inflatable relay race?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like, an inflatable bouncy house, and you just, like, run up it, down.
Oh, there was also inflatable jousting. We did that.
It was a lot.
And then I think this is the point where I went on my own. Oh, no, we went to the... there was hamster balls.
Yeah, there was hamster balls. And
no, like, this is where you run... this is where you run each other and plow each other over. This is where you run each other and plow each other over.
Like, you try to plow.
Oh, I know. When you get in the ball, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we did that.
He plowed me.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah.
In a row.
Yeah. So we did that. And then I think this is where we just filled out our tickets, the tickets that we got from all that, and then put them in. And then I went on my own. I jousted Trayton.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did that after what I'm about to do. I think I don't know what I did in between that, but I went back to the balls and fought Brandon Meyer. And then after that, I filled out more tickets. And then Trayton came up to me and was like, we're going to joust. I beat him up in that. And I was like, did you know there's hamster balls? And he was like, no. And then we ran to that. I denominated in that.
Denominated?
Dominated. In that. Yeah. And then filled out more tickets. And basically, this is getting later in the night. So
yeah, I was about to like be done. It was about to be like done. Yeah, but I was off on my own too.
It was gone.
I got energy drinks because they had a little energy drink like station and everything. You just like gave them a ticket and like they made what you wanted.
It was nice.
I got two. He got two.
After that, I fought one more person in the balls. And then filled out more tickets. And then they had a drawing. The problem is there was obviously volunteers to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, one of the volunteers has a daughter that's in our grade. And the daughter won like 6 or 7 prizes. I wonder how.
Oh, she fixed it?
I wonder how. Maybe because she gave her extra tickets.
Yeah, her mom was one of the people handing out tickets.
Her mom was the person who handed out tickets and picked the tickets.
She picked the things that her daughter won.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that shouldn't have been allowed.
So she won like 6 or 7 prizes. She won 2 things, and I won money, which was out of a big thing, like a big spinner wheel. She got lucky on that. She won two of those.
They should have had a student pick.
No. Yeah, she won 2 of those. Yeah. I won a money thing, which was out of everybody that was there, every ticket that was filled out that didn't win.
Yeah.
But she won 4 of the normal prizes or 5 of the normal big prizes.
Anybody call bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody in the corner that we were at, big. But
bullshit.
But yeah, she ended up winning a TV and she made the biggest pog face of all time.
What's that?
Like,
oh.
Yeah, she turned to me and went, oh my God!
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect it. And then people were pissed at me.
Why?
Because I was like the sophomore and all the juniors and seniors, like I should not have won something.
Yeah.
They were pissed at
me. Well, it's chance.
It is chance. And then but like.
The kid we were sitting by was drunk.
And he was so
great.
Drunk.
He was great.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, first off, let's just say after the hypnotist, there were some people that got kicked out because they were drunk.
Yes.
And somebody was pissed off because they weren't drunk and had to bring them all home and wasn't allowed back.
How'd they get drunk?
Wait, who was it?
I don't know, but yeah. So
how'd they get drunk?
The hour in between.
Yeah, there's an hour in between.
So yeah. Mm-hmm. But he was
drunk. So did you have to go to the after thing?
No.
No, but he was drunk. He went, hell yeah, hell yeah, you get that prize.
I don't know how he did not get kicked out, but you could tell, even from the hypnotist part, it was...
He was like, that's fucked up. I should have won that. That's fucked up. And and he was calling out people saying how they were messed up and how like they were bad talking to people.
And there's cops here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't doing
it? No.
But he's also like, his dad's like also one of like the main sponsors, I would say.
Yeah. His parents were there.
Yeah, his parents were there, so he can't really get kicked out, and his parents really don't care what he does, so.
And then, and he was just being rowdy with me, and we were just talking back and forth.
I mean, he's a great guy.
So.
He's really nice.
Yeah. But, you know, and then after that, she won a TV. I won the money, which was $20 and some candy.
And then we got gift bags when we left.
She got $20 since she's a. Yeah. She got like a $20 just plain gift card. I got a $20 Casey's.
Yeah.
Because she's a guest.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know, but when I was gone, and you were like playing hamster balls with Trayton.
That doesn't sound right. Hey, let's play hamster balls.
But I went to, there's like this hand like machine where you like stick your hand in and like you try to grab money.
Yeah.
But you had to like make a word out of it. Well, I grabbed a lot.
Make a word out of what?
there was like letters on the like the money thing.
Oh, okay.
So you have to like make a word out of it. Mm-hmm. So I made a word. I don't remember what it was, but you counted up all the total, and I got 62, and that's how I got my 62 tickets.
Oh, okay.
And then I put those all on the TV.
Yeah. By the way, after she won that, she goes, "Oh, I barely put any in there." Now I know that she put 60 in there.
Okay. No, I.
Well, it depends on what your definition of little is.
I split it up because I wanted like this vanity.
She gave me maybe 15.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I gave you like 30.
No.
I put like 30 in like this vanity mirror that I really wanted.
I just wanted a Chromebook.
Yeah.
You didn't get me. I put most of my stuff in there. I did not yeah. even come close to 60 tickets, by the way.
You have a Chromebook.
No, I didn't put like Don't any you? Tickets in there.
Wow.
I put like 20.
Wow.
Because I put 20 in the AirPods and I put 30.
That was your mistake.
Yeah. No, I put 20 in the AirPods. I put like 15, 20 in the 43-inch
You
TV.
Weren't supposed to be able to see how many tickets were in there. But if you just looked, peeked over into
it was
the slit,
a mountain.
It was already a mound at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, not 8 o'clock, but at after the show. So.
And then it was... I put like 30 in this vanity mirror that I really wanted. That was the only thing I actually wanted.
I got a game plan for next one, but yeah. I'm not going to talk about it on here.
Oh my God.
So, I'm just saying.
I must win.
I will. Especially if it's Chromebook. My Chromebook is trashed. I need a new one.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I don't know. After that, it was really good. And then they had like this whole like snack thing. I don't know if you saw it.
What?
But they had like wedding cupcakes there.
Oh yeah,
that
I didn't
were extremely
care.
Good.
I was drenched in sweat.
He was dripping. It was so gross. Like I told him wipe himself. Sure, anything.
He's my
nasty.
Shirt was
His
wet.
Nose. You could see like the little droplets just going. It was gross.
I love to get into stuff. I don't even sweat that bad in hockey. I don't even sweat that much in hockey.
Dude, you gotta tone that shit down.
I don't care.
No, you could see him, like, he was carrying my TV. I could see from, he was wearing a black shirt, and I could see all the sweat from his back, his armpits, everything. Uh-huh. I was just like, that is nasty. And then.
I like to have fun.
That is so hot.
And then when we were leaving.
Well, especially when we're filling out the tickets, I thought I was going to smear all the tickets, because they were all sweat.
Wow.
And then when we left that, it was just downpouring. On us with the TV, everything. It was so hard to like get everything.
So
in
where's
the
TV at?
It's in his garage.
Oh, okay.
Because it was on my hockey gear, so I didn't want it to bend.
Yeah,
it would ruin my gear.
Yeah.
Screw the TV.
I put it in the garage.
Don't fuck with my hockey gear.
I mean, my hockey gear is a lot more expensive than the TV.
I don't really care. I got myself a TV. So.
But it's her TV.
I know. I put it up in a safe place.
Yeah, you know what you said. You said. That TV's going downstairs. It's going to be mine.
Wow, you're my guest. You wouldn't have been here. But, I mean, I don't care.
How do you put up with that?
She doesn't know what a joke is, so.
That's not a joke.
I did get pretty pissed off at him when he said
she doesn't know what a joke is.
So how long have you two been going out? Is that what takes until college?
I don't count.
Gosh.
She'll know. She's a girl. She'll know down to the minute.
She's a tracker.
It's.
There actually is a tracker. It's pretty weird.
I'm not going to lie, yeah.
What? You have it?
No, but I know
my
the day.
God.
A tracker to what?
I know the day, August 27th.
Oh, it was literally last night. It was, we've been going out for a year and 8 months, 9 months.
Okay, hang on. So there's a tracker to track how long you've been dating someone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have it. I just know.
You.
Why would you want to do that?
I don't know. To just post
it. So a year and 8 months?
A year and 9 months.
So how'd you guys meet?
Oh, oh my God.
She used to hate me.
I hosted.
I honestly don't remember how we even.
It was the bitchiest.
One at a time.
It was the bitchiest time to ever meet each other. Because I liked Noah, his friend, and we were going out. And then we didn't. We stopped.
First off, I think we.
And that was like seventh grade summer.
Yeah. We barely. We knew each other barely before that because of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
But. And then we went all and played softball at a softball field.
Yeah, and we did that a couple of times. I remember that. We did that a lot, actually.
She hated me.
I didn't hate him. He just gave me like a resting
bitch. I didn't give her. No, that is you.
No, I had a resting bitch face really bad. And
you
I
had
still,
a what?
A resting bitch face.
Resting bitch face?
Like when I, my face is like resting, like I just have like, it looks like I'm a bitch. I don't know how else to explain that.
She also talked pretty.
Do you have an older sister? I think I went out with her in high school.
But no, like we didn't talk.
No, you would talk.
I would talk, but I feel like I was pretty, I think I was pretty bitchy to you.
Yeah.
But that was also because you seemed pretty bitchy to me. So.
No, I was there with Noah and I was there to have fun and you weren't. Because you would complain.
Well, she was resting.
I would complain.
Yes, you were a complainer.
I was a complainer. I'm not going to lie.
All right, there we go. Okay, so we're getting the story straight here.
Sounds like you guys didn't like each other. How'd you end up here?
I don't know.
A year and 9 months later.
I really don't know what happened.
You added me on Snapchat off of Katie's thing.
Did I?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Katie posted like a picture of us on like
Katie?
Yeah. You had her on Snapchat.
I did?
Yeah. She posted a picture of me and like added me on it. And then he just added me off of that. And we talked for 2 days. Went to his little birthday party. Started dating.
You went to his little birthday party?
Yeah, at the bowling alley.
Yeah.
That was our first party. Actual
date. She was real nervous around me.
I was so nervous.
You can tell in every photo. What? She was scared to be around me.
Because I didn't know how to talk to him like that. And then we were around all of his parents and like his friends. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So how did you officially become a couple?
I asked.
He asked, then I asked. It was...
Well, I'm pretty sure you wanted to ask, but I asked first.
Would you ask?
If I don't remember.
He said,
would you be my boyfriend?
No, he asked me. He was like, did you want to like keep talking more? Or did you want to like start making it official? What did you want to do? And I said, let me think about that.
Ooh.
Well, I'm pretty
because
sure.
Writing's on the wall there, buddy.
No, because I was just like, at that time, like, we were going to, like, hang out at the bowling alley. So that was just, like, when I would actually get to, like, meet him more. And then I asked.
Yeah.
You asked him. What'd you ask?
She was nervous the whole time, you could tell. But anyways, I asked before, and then she was like, I'll think about it. Like, and then, like, 5 minutes later, she was like, and then she asked.
No, and I was texting his best friend, too. And I was texting mine. Like, should I
Who'd
ask
you text?
Him? I texted James.
Okay, this is respectable.
I texted James, and James was like, yes, do it. And that's just what happened.
What'd you ask him?
I just asked, yeah, I think we should go out.
That's what you texted him? Yeah, I think.
No, I didn't really say that. I was just like, I did ask you. I was like, do you want to go out with me? That was about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever pass notes in school? Or
no.
That's a lie. Yes, we did.
So, no.
We didn't really pass notes.
Hang on,
but
hang on.
Like,
let me finish. Where it says, so-and-so likes you. Do you like them? And it has a box, yes or no, and you check it. And you
no.
Back.
I've never had a class with you.
We don't have classes with each other.
You've never gotten a note like that from anybody?
We never gotten a note. We've never done a note like that, but I would give him stuff during like school at his locker. Yeah.
You should listen to a couple episodes ago where I got kicked out of church for passing notes.
Were they inappropriate notes or what were they? Well,
of course they were.
Of course.
At this point,
I don't really remember. I just know I said a bad thing to the whatever he was. And I was asked to leave and not come back.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then he held my soul hostage.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
I got a registered letter saying that I was not entitled to a Christian burial.
Okay. Real serious stuff.
That was a whack job. All right, so we've been going, an hour and 14 minutes.
A little bit longer.
We should probably wrap this up.
Yeah.
You have anything else you want to talk about the prom?
No, I think we kind of covered that.
So a year and 9 months, you're going to make two, you think?
I guess.
Hopefully.
I guess. I don't care. He does. Don't let him fool you. All right. Before we wrap this up, we want to recognize our sponsor, C&J Superior Tools. They are a Snap-on franchise that can get you tools, gadgets, apparel. And I'm wearing a brand new Snap-on cap that I found in my car. I didn't even know I had it. So anyway, They have a Facebook group called C&J Superior Tools, or can be reached by phone at area code 563-949-0160. And I failed to mention, Daniel, that we are at 119 downloads.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we only still have two followers. One is your mom and one is Gravedigger. So, hey, Gravedigger. All right. So, anything else? So, what'd you think, Emma?
I liked it. It was pretty
You like being on? See, Emma was supposed to be our third person originally, and she bowed out.
I had softball. I was so busy.
I have two hockey teams.
Okay, but you don't have practice every single day.
I understand.
You don't have to. You don't get your weekends free.
Yeah, time is a commodity. So, did you like it?
Yeah, I do like this. Actually, it was a lot of fun.
Well, thanks for coming on. Mm-hmm. We'll have to have you back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Are you into paranormal shit like he is?
Yes.
No, you're not. Not as much as him. She gets scared from what I watch.
Yeah, I do get scared, but I do like it.
Well, we're going to do a paranormal episode here soon. We'll have to have you and your mom back.
Yeah.
And it'll turn into a real weird thing. And I'll just sit back and make fun of you guys, which is what I do best. All right. Daniel, anything else?
That's my input there.
What is that?
You know.
Emma?
Ah.
All right. I'm DT. I'm GT, and I have the DTs. All right. So I'm GT.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Emma.
All right. This time on the mic is over.